The mayors of Parksville and Qualicum Beach hope ongoing tariff threats from the U.S. will encourage the provinces to remove trade barriers between themselves and bring about a positive long-term economic outcome. The U.S. recently announced tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Canadian imports, under the Canada-U.S.-Mexico Free Trade Agreement, and the Canadian government has responded with counter-tariffs. Parksville Mayor Doug O'Brien said it's important to look for new trade agreements, be they international or within Canada. The attempt by the Trump administration to destabilize and weaken the economy has only served to strengthen Canadian resolve to adjust and identify the economic opportunities, he said, such as cross-provincial boundary impediments to increase cooperation of economic value of mutual benefit in between all the provinces in Canada, removing basically what are known as trade barriers between the provinces. O'Brien attended a nonpartisan meeting of local government representatives to unite efforts and discuss impacts to businesses. The roundtable discussion was organized by Gord Johns, MP for Courtenay-Alberni, and included leaders from federal, provincial, municipal and First Nations governments. Qualicum Beach Mayor Tunis Westbrook agrees it's time for the provinces to work together on a trade agreement. He also encouraged residents to support their neighbors when making decisions on what to buy, shop local, buy Canadian. Go out of your way, he said. I don't actually necessarily agree with counter-tariffs because you're shooting yourself in the foot, that's how I look at it. Westbrook has noticed a significant boost in patriotism, but hopes the tariffs and the antagonism with the U.S. don't last long. I know people don't really want to fight with our southern neighbors, he added. We're neighbors, we're allies, we're friends. The Parksville Qualicum Beach Tourism Association is feeling optimistic, despite the potential for a decline in the GDP, increased inflation and higher unemployment, according to Blaine Seppos, executive director. Destination Canada research has shown that people will always travel, but how often and how far they travel will vary during times of economic uncertainty, he said in a statement to the PQB News. Growing patriotism will very likely result in Canadians choosing Canada for their vacations this year. Seppos added the potential for more domestic tourism bodes well for the local area and American tourists account for just 2%, roughly, of visitors to Parksville Qualicum Beach. In February, Parksville Council endorsed a resolution to support Canadian-made goods and services whenever possible, in response to proposed U.S. tariffs. O'Brien said the city is reviewing its procurement policies to purchase from Canadian companies, where feasible, and reviewing existing contracts with American suppliers to see if there are viable alternatives. The city has also recognized residents and businesses have embraced the Buy Canadian movement and are supporting their local economy. We feel we're going to come out of this stronger, basically, O'Brien said. The Parksville and District Chamber of Commerce has distributed a survey to its members to gauge how local businesses will be affected, according to Megan Walker, president of the Board of Directors, who added she could not speak for chamber members until that data was collected. One silver living in the middle of economic chaos is a huge migration of professionals from the U.S. to Canada, according to O'Brien, including teachers, doctors, nurses and tech industry people. He added he hopes they will all choose Vancouver Island. Westbrook hopes and anticipates the tariffs won't last long. We have to be nimble to see what happens. I don't think we've been through anything like this in this fashion before.